We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game. Now to introduce today's game, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Today's classic Carolina game comes from March 6th, 2005, as number 2 Carolina hosted number 6 Duke in the Smith Center in the regular season finale. The ACC regular season crown was at stake as the Tar Heels met up with their fiercest rival in a game ending with a play which Roy Williams has described as the loudest moment he has heard in the Smith Center. The legendary Woody Durham is on the play-by-play call on the Tar Heel Sports Network with Mick Mixon as the color analyst.
Now Williams in the center jump circle, and the opening tip is controlled by Duke, slapped into the backcourt to Ewing. Ewing gets it across the timeline against Scott. Gives it to Randolph. Everett on him. Got it to Reddick. Reddick against Manuel. Down low to Williams. Jump hook good. And Duke is on top 2-0 in the first 14 seconds of play. Williams coming off an 11.9 rebound effort in the first meeting between these two teams. Melvin Scott out front. Now to Jawad. Long shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Williams. He and May average double-doubles in both categories, scoring and rebounding. Melchione to Ewing right side. Back to Melchione in the corner. Drives into the lane. Bounce pass to Reddick. Faking Manuel. Trying to penetrate. Here's Melchione from the outside. No good. Long rebound. Captured by Manuel. Gets it away to Scott. Down on the right side for the Tar Heels. Scott waits for his teammates to catch up. Now sends it to the high post to Manuel. Manuel looks down inside. Tries to drive on Reddick. Inside pass. Stolen away by Sheldon Williams. Manuel tried to get a bounce pass, low post left side to his teammate, Jawad Williams. Now across the timeline is Ewing, working to the right side. Sean Mays up off the bench and ready to report as Reddick nails a three-pointer from the top of the key, and it's 5-0 Duke here in the first minute and 15 seconds of play. Now up top, Jawad Williams, jump shot, no good. Long rebound captured by Ewing. Hooker was there, but Ewing comes down with it for Duke. Ewing on the drive, get past Scott, ran into Everett, throws the ball away. It's loose on the floor. They battle for the tie-up. Ball will belong to Carolina. Sean May, Raymond Felton into the lineup. C.J. Hooker and Charlie Everett. In a moment, Mick, they'll never forget, were on the floor for 90 seconds as starters.
That's so meaningful for them, and it's just great that the basketball aspect of it doesn't trump the human side here at Carolina.
One neighboring school had a senior that never got into the game on his day, much less start. Manuel on the right wing, Manuel on the drive, baseline, drops it off to Jawad with a two-handed slam coming in from the left baseline. 5-2 in favor of the Blue Devils. Now Felton picks up Ewing. Ewing started left, comes now to the right against Felton. Keeps his dribble alive. Whips a pass down to Williams. Knocked away Manuel. Manuel pitches it ahead to Felton. Felton on the drive against Ewing. Forces up the shot. Wouldn't go, but May is there on the follow, and it's 5-4 in favor of the Blue Devils.
The other thing that does is that when the regulars do come back, they're bringing the heat with them. Felton asking for the crowd to get even louder. Nobody's sitting down in this arena. Ewing on the pass to Williams. Williams jump shot over May. Good, and it's 7-4 in favor of the Blue Devils. Two buckets by Sheldon Williams. 17:35 to play first half. Felton takes it into the right corner to Scott. Now to Williams. Down inside to May. Ball knocked away. There was a collision down low. Reddick came up with a loose basketball. Gets it ahead to Melchiondi. Down low to Williams. Jawad behind him. Williams up for the shot. Whistle and a foul on Jawad Williams. Number one on the Cleveland, Ohio senior. That's the first team foul, Carolina. The officials today, Larry Rose from Cortland, Virginia, the referee. The umpires are Reggie Kofer out of Augusta, Georgia, who's seen both these teams quite a lot, and Gary Maxwell out of Cookeville, Tennessee, Mack Brown's hometown. Larry Rose is seeing each of these teams today for a fifth time. Sheldon Williams at the free throw line. Good. And it's 8-4 in favor of Duke. Williams with five of Duke's 8 points.
Every Duke shot that's gone in has gone solidly, and they haven't gotten any kind bounces yet.
Williams, a 70% free throw shooter, makes them both. It's 9-4. Once again, Duke out to a five-point lead. Felton, left side now against Ewing. Whips a pass over to Scott. Scott brings it across the top of the key now. The bounce pass down inside. Whistle, and a foul has been called on Randolph for grabbing the jersey. Randolph charged with his first personal foul. It's the first team foul against Duke. Nick, he's played 24 minutes in each of the last two games, but his time this year has gone down on the average to 17 minutes. Ball inbounded to May right at the top of the key to Felton now on the right side. Ewing on him defensively. Scott tripped up. Ball got right by him, but Manuel was there to recover. Left baseline. Gets it to Scott now against Melchiondi. Now to Sean May. May turns on Williams. Into the lane. Dropped it off to Manuel. Dribbles once. Up for the shot. Foul on Duke.
He's got to take the ball right at Duke's front line. They don't have depth in that area, and they have been foul prone this year.
Shavlik Randolph with his second foul here in the first 3 minutes and 5 seconds as Jackie Manuel will go to the line for Carolina. Manuel 4-4 on Thursday night against Florida State. First meeting between the two teams, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Free throw, no good. Off the back of the rim. Marvin is in. Marvin Williams, the freshman, Bremerton, Washington. And Jawad sits down. And Reggie Love, the 6'4 senior from Charlotte out of Providence Day, is in replacing Randolph for Duke. Next free throw by Manuel is good. So he's got his first point of the game, and it's 9-5 in favor of Duke. Blue Devils in royal blue get it across the timeline on the right side. Felton on Ewing out front. They go to a 1-4 set. Now inside to Love. Back it goes to Ewing. Outside shot. Good for three. Reggie Love makes it 12-5. It's a 7-point Duke lead. Or check it, Daniel Ewing. And we get a whistle, and Carolina loses the ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Duke on the turnover. Mike Krzyzewski, there's none better in the country at working officials. And he's already up complaining that there wasn't a foul on the play. Ewing out front against Felton. Starts left, goes right, drives into the lane. Bounce pass to Melchiondi. Scott covers him up quickly. Comes up the sideline on the left-handed dribble. Takes it into the top of the key. Pushes it back to Ewing. Ewing drops it off to Reddick. Ready to shoot. No good. Rebound taken down by May. Outlet to Felton on the right side. Felton coming front court. Drops it off to Marvin Williams. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. And Sean May with a follow back over Sheldon Williams. May with his second field goal. 12-7. The Duke lead is 5. Ewing against Felton. Right side this time on Duke's offensive set. Goes to Williams down low on the right side. He tries to back in on May. Turning. Caught up in a double team. Finally drops it off. The layup by Reggie Love is no good. Marvin down with a rebound for Carolina. Felton ahead to Scott. Scott drops it to the trailing May. Jump shot. Front of the rim. No good. Rebounded Melchiondi in the lane. Marvin hit the deck hard, but he's back up and running. Reddick comes down the right side. Ball knocked away. Manuel went out of bounds off Manuel, says Larry Rose, and it will belong to Duke. And with that, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Clock stop 15:22. Left to play first half in Chapel Hill. Sign up now for the Tar Heel Connection. Get breaking news straight from Carolina Athletics on your wireless phone. Check it out on vtex.com. Only available from Verizon Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tar Heels. Duke 12, Carolina 7. DeMarcus Nelson's in the Duke lineup now. He inbounds the ball to Ewing. Ewing starts left side against Felton.
Keeps the dribble alive. Crossover sends him back to the right. Gets it now to Nelson on the right side. DeMarcus Nelson on the drive against Noel. Up off the glass, and it's good. DeMarcus Nelson was a real thorn in Carolina's side in the first game. 16 points. Since then, in six games, he scored a grand total of 33 points. And the ball is out of bounds, and their jump ball has been signaled by Larry Rose. This time, it will go to Duke. 15:01 to play first half. 14-7. Duke has got it doubled up on Carolina here in the early going. Fourth Carolina turnover. Tar Heels came into the game averaging about 17 a game. Duke forces 16. Here's Ewing to Reddick. Reddick takes it into the lane. Double team is there. Ewing way outside. Off the rim. No good. Ball into the corner. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Carolina. Felton did a good job of coming over and screening off DeMarcus Nelson to keep him from getting to that loose ball as it bounded out of bounds in the corner.
Tar Heels a little jittery offensively. Just got to settle down here.
Sometimes you get into a game like this and you want it so much you can almost taste it, and that forces you to do a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't feel comfortable normally doing. Here's May down low against Sheldon Williams. Turning. Jump hook. Good. Nice. Spun to the baseline and put in the jump hook over the top of Sheldon Williams. 14-9, Duke. Here's Ewing by a love screen in the midcourt. Reddick caught up in the double team. Down low to Williams. Turns on May. May put a body on him out to Nelson. Nelson trying to lose Noel. Bounced it down low to Williams. Almost fumbled it. Used a forearm to get Noel off of him. Dribbles into the corner. Gets it out to Reddick. Here goes Reddick into the top of the key. Shoots a fallaway jump shot that is good. Well, Reddick has gotten off to a tremendous start with a couple of quick field goals and a whistle and a foul in the midcourt area called on Ewing. And that will be number one on him and the second team foul against Duke. I might tell you that Daniel Ewing is wearing a leg sleeve on his right leg. And the reason he is doing that is in honor of Sean Dockery, who's out with that torn ACL in his right knee. So he's got a blue sleeve on his right leg. He's been wearing that since Dockery went down in the Georgia Tech game. Felton, top of the key, trying to go back door, could not. Goes to Manuel, right side to Noel. Pass is slapped away by Reddick into the front row of seats, and it'll be Carolina ball on the wing. Gary Maxwell, one of the umpires, stopping play. There apparently is a question at the scorer's table, and Mr. Maxwell is going to attend to it. In addition to the five Carolina senior players today, three senior managers making curtain calls. Russ Lawton out of Kernersville, Bradley Van Hoy from East Bend, North Carolina, and Zane Hendricks, from nearby Mebane. 13:36 to play first half. 16-9. Duke with a 7-point lead. Noel will inbound to Felton. Ewing comes out to get him defensively. Now lobs a pass over to May. Now it goes to Marvin. Marvin will give it to Felton. Fumbled it, but control. Dropped it right back to May. Baseline, backs in on Williams. Turn, shoots, short. Whistle, foul on Sheldon Williams. Got May on the elbow, and that's number one on him. And the third team foul to be called against the Duke front line. And Roy Williams has called Felton over to the Carolina sideline to have a word.
Woody, Sean May has done a fine job of not waiting for help to arrive defensively. He's just catching the ball pretty deep and then making a move right then on Sheldon Williams, and it's paying off for him.
Free throw is good. Boy, he used the entire top of that rim before it dropped through. May has got 7 of Carolina's 10 points. 16-10, 13:23 to play first half, 16-11. Jawad is back, Melvin is back. May is sitting down along with Manuel. So Carolina's got Felton, Scott, Jawad, Noel, and Marvin on the floor.
A lot of quickness out there now in Carolina. We'll pressure back court.
Yep. Ball inbounded. Felton is back there. Melchione sets a back screen. Now gives it to Melchione on a looping pass over the top. Now to Reddick. Here's Reddick from the sideline. Good! Oh, my goodness. Early indication is that he's feeling it. 19-11. Down low to Jawad. Up for the shot. Put it up too strong. Rebounded Melchione. Carolina crowd wanted a foul. Ewing down the left side. Off to Ewing. Now goes to Ewing on the sideline. He waits for Melchione to set a screen, then drives baseline away from the screen. Tried to go back to Melchione and throws it away. It'll be Carolina's ball in the forecourt on the wing. Third Duke turnover. Duke came into the game averaging 13 turnovers a game. Carolina forces about 20.
Carolina's doing all they can do with J.J. Reddick. Just make him shoot over you, make him shoot long jump shots falling away, but he's hitting them. Duke 7 of 11, Carolina 4 of 9 here in the first 7 minutes of play. Felton out front against Ewing. Works right side. Loops it back to Williams. That's Jawad. Jawad puts it on the floor. Moves down to the right side. Can't get through. Got it to Marvin. Here's his shot. And that ball bounces high. No good. Noel tried to get it on a tap follow. Ball went out of bounds, and it's going to belong, I think, to Carolina.
I thought Noel touched that last.
Looked like he did. Randolph is in, and Sheldon Williams will get a breather. Mike Krzyzewski's up arguing that out-of-bounds call with Reggie Cofer, one of the umpires. Felton quickly inbounds in the left corner to Scott. He brings it via Jawad screen up the left sideline. Now hands it off to Felton. It got knocked away by either Ewing or Nelson, but it'll be Carolina ball along the side.
Reddick's just going to play the whole game. I mean, he has gotten himself into excellent physical condition, and he rarely is out.
Mickey's played 40 minutes this year, the complete game in 7 contests. He's been in 5 others for 39 minutes. Now here's Felton out front. Felton across the top of the key. They make a nice switch as Nelson picked him up. Felton into the lane. Tried to drop it off. Picked up by Jawad. Scores on the layup. 19-13. 12 minutes exactly to play first half. Crowd on its feet in Chapel Hill. Ewing with a bounce pass to Reddick on the left wing. Noel swiping at the ball. Melchioni sets a screen. Reddick gives it up to Melchioni. Jump shot off the rim. Rebounded by Scott. Gets it to Felton. Felton coming front court, right down the middle. Off to Melvin Scott, right side against Nelson. Looks down inside, now will dribble back out to the middle. Nelson stays right with him defensively. Marvin tries to set a screen. Now, Scott will drop it off to Felton. Here's his drive, takes it all the way in, and there's a collision, and a blocking foul has been called on Shavlik Randolph. That is number 3 on Randolph, who could have been playing his college career in a lighter shade of blue rather than the dark blue that he wears today. Timeout on the floor here in Chapel Hill. Clock shows 11:31 to play in the first half. With the score, Duke 19, Carolina 13.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that has chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea for the whole family. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Stop dreaming and start saving. It's the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Time to open the door to some of the best deals of the year. With more selection, hundreds to choose from. Sedans like Accord and Civic. Or all-wheel drive SUVs like CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, and Passport. Equipped with more safety like available Honda Sensing. So don't hit snooze. Get a dream deal on your dream Honda. Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your Honda dealer of the Carolinas.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that has chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea for the whole family. Bojangles, it's bow time.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janie King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janie King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janie King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at JannieKing.com. Janie King, the king of clean.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
Well, both teams getting up down the court. This tempo will be fine with Carolina, although the Tar Heels would like to have a few more fast break points. Carolina shooting 50% from two-point range, 5 of 10, but 0 of 2 from three-point range, 3 of 4 from the line. The Blue Devils are 7 of 12 shooting,
58%, 3 of 7 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line. Turnovers are Carolina 4 and Duke 3. And the score, 19-13, Duke.
Raymond Felton will be at the line for Carolina. He has yet to score in the game. He now has his first point. 6 of 7 Thursday night against Florida State. Shoots 68% at the line. 19-14. Felton can pull Carolina within 4 here in the first 8.5 minutes. And he does. Both of them are perfect. Cleanly through. 19-15. Pressure by the Tar Heels backcourt. Melchione inbounds to Ewing. Got it to Nelson. Now Nelson picked up by Noel. Double team there. Noel with the interception. Got it to Felton. He scores, and it's a 2-point game.
Here's the press again.
Ewing against Felton, backcourt. Ewing gets it across the timeline. Stolen again by Carolina. May to Manuel. Manuel going down. Nelson will try to cut him off. Oh, and Manuel gets a rousing slam dunk. Score tied 19-all.
He flushed it.
Where are you, Julius Hodge? DeMarcus Nelson just got a taste of in your face. Whistle and a Carolina foul on David Noel in the Duke forecourt. First one on Noel, second team foul on Carolina. Ewing with 4 turnovers in the game. He's taken over the ball handling duties since the injury to Dockery. Gosh, they asked him to do a lot, Nick.
Yeah, really do. He was trying to go to Reddick. Should have kicked the ball earlier to Reddick right side.
Reddick dribbles to the right side. Now Reddick trying to drive on Manuel, forces up the shot. No basket and a foul called on Manuel. Larry Rose. No, I think they called it on Noel, and it's a quick second on Durham's David Noel, who grew up a Duke fan. But certainly hasn't been one since he matriculated to Carolina. Rayshon Terry has got to come get David Noel with his second personal foul at the 10:39 mark.
Carolina's got real good defensive depth, though, to guard the 2-3 spot, because Jackie can guard there, so can Noel, so can Rayshon Terry, so can Melvin Scott.
Reddick with his 9th point. He has missed only 27 free throws in his entire career.
408 of 435 coming into this game.
11 of those misses have been this year. He gets them both down. So he's got double-digit scoring here in the first half. Already 26 double figures on the year. That's 15 in a row. Here's Manuel, left side from Felton. On the drive against Reddick. Takes it in. Fakes. Can't get the shot away. Goes to May. May gives it to Felton. Duke's active defense is right there. Felton trying to get to the baseline. Drives up off the glass. And score tied 21-all. Magnificent drive by Felton. Baseline left.
He's so strong, he uses his body to create space.
Ewing front court left side. Crowd again rising to its feet. I'm surprised they paid what they did for these seats. They aren't using them very much, but it's great. Reddick. Oh, my goodness, from the right wing, right in front of the Tar Heel bench, his 3rd three-pointer of the game. At the other end, we get a whistle and a blocking foul on Reddick.
And that's a good call. You got to give the airborne player a chance to catch and land, and J.J. slid up under there a little too soon on May.
6th team foul on Duke, and Mick, that is only the 30th foul that has been called this entire season on J.J. Reddick. 30. That's what I said. 30 fouls. Carolina's going to get the ball out of bounds. Felton will inbound left baseline, lobs it out to Jawad, pushes it away to Rayshon. Rayshon against Melchione on the right side. Will come back across the court to the left. Nearly knocked away and a reach in on DeMarcus Nelson.
Not a very smart foul there by Nelson, and because he's fouling Rayshon Terry, who's in some peril, well out, hash mark left side.
Mike Krzyzewski up in Gary Maxwell's face with a loud clap of the hand saying, hey, let's go, Gary. In other words, he's trying to tell Gary to get in the game. Free throw good, Carolina pulling within 2 at 24-22. Rayshon Terry, 8 of 11 on the year. He'll have another one coming. Didn't play in the first meeting. Next free throw is good, 24-23. Carolina trails by 1. Carolina 7 of 8, early going at the foul line. Nelson across the timeline through the center jump circle. Goes back to the left side. Rayshon trying to stay right with him.
moves down the sideline. Now it will come baseline. Lost the ball, and they're going to whistle a foul on Rayshon Terry, and they're going to give Marcus Nelson two shots. Didn't look like he was in the act of shooting. The foul on Terry is going to be his first. Listen to the crowd respond when they realize it's going to be two shots. Yeah, that was curious. It looked clear to me that Nelson was trying to pass the ball back through the lane, maybe to Sheldon Williams. Nelson's free throw is good. That's his third point of the game. He came off the bench, got a quick bucket. 54% shooter from the line. Two starts this year. He averages 19 minutes out of Elk Grove, California. Next free throw missed. May with another rebound. I believe that's his fourth. Felton, timeline left side against Ewing. Now we'll use a May screen. Now on the drive down the right. Scoops it up off the glass. No good. They battle for it. May with a step back. And he's fouled. And Krzyzewski is livid. He thinks that foul was on Melchione, Mick.
He thinks Sean May went over the top of Sheldon Williams to get that rebound, which May did, but I'm not sure that he fouled when he did take that rebound away from Williams.
May, who already has five rebounds, converts the free throw, and Carolina has its first lead of the game, 26-25. May with 11 points to go along with those five rebounds. Ewing to Reddick, well out. Manuel on him defensively. Reddick starts down the sideline, now backs up near the timeline. Crossover, now works down the right side, on the drive, and we get a whistle and a push called on Manuel, and Roy Williams is out of his seat and streaking to the far end of the bench. He can't believe it. That's number one on Manuel, and the fifth team foul to be whistled against Carolina.
Coach Williams arguing that Reddick was using the arm bar to get Jackie off of him.
Melchione will inbound from right in front of the Carolina Brain Trust. Got it to Reddick. Reddick along the right wing against Noel, trying to take it into the lane. Noel doing a good job, knocked it away. Reddick has to come get it. He's able to put it back on the floor since Noel knocked it away. Now here's Reddick. They make a switch on him. The pass to Melchione. Down inside to Williams. May behind him. Williams turns, squares up, puts it on the floor, drives in, hooks it up. Good. Sheldon Williams with his eighth point of the game. 27-26. Duke back on top. Carolina quickly down the right side. Noel up top now to Marvin. Over to Rayshon Terry. Terry to the baseline, faking, can't get the shot away. Noel down low to Marvin. Marvin up for the show. Oh, what a block by Sheldon Williams. The landlord, the more experienced junior, rejected it right in Marvin's face. Terrific play.
Great stuff.
Felton will inbound off the right baseline. 27-26 Duke. May, little flat, wouldn't go. Ball tucked outside. Loose ball, recovered by Marvin.
He can dribble.
Marvin protects the ball, finally puts it to the floor. Bounces it to Noel in the left corner. Jumper from there, good for three. 29, no, they give him only two. 28-27, Noel's first basket. 8 minutes to play first half. Ewing left side, works his way to the wing. Now starts to drive, baseline, pull-up jump shot, good. Daniel Ewing, that's his second field goal. He's got five. Good scoring distribution here after an early spurt by Reddick for the Blue Devils. 29-28 Duke. Felton against Ewing. Now to Terry. Terry against Melchione. On the drive, baseline, up off the glass, no, tapped up, no good. Rayshon Terry there, lost the ball, recovered, put up and in, and a foul on Duke.
And the offensive rebounding by Carolina Wood is starting to take a toll on Duke.
Foul is on Reggie Love, and that's the eighth against Duke. And with that, we've got a timeout on the floor. Listen to this crowd. Carolina players always try to make the right decision. You should, too. Buckle up on every trip. Make sure the children are safely restrained. A message from the Tar Heels and the Governor's Highway Safety Program. Carolina 30, Duke 29. 7:30 to play in the half. Melchione high post to Sheldon. Now he gives it out front to Ewing. Hey, we better start just calling him Sheldon because so many Williamses are on the floor. Quentin Thomas is in for Carolina. He had Ewing there momentarily. Here's Sheldon Williams handing it off to the cutting Reddick. Noel trying to get in front of him, knocks the ball away. Noel comes up with a steal. Foot race to the other end, and he gets the layup for 32-29 lead. David Noel stealing the ball from J.J. Redick. Ewing against Thomas across the timeline. Ewing will give it up to Sheldon Williams, comes out into the center jump circle. May playing well off of him. Williams just stands and holds, looking for movement off the ball. Now puts it to the floor, gives it to Ewing. Here comes Ewing. Started a drive, looked like he was going through, but now back out in the midcourt area. Away to Sheldon Williams. Missed the shot, knocked away. Loose ball recovered. Nelson, right corner for Duke. Works his way up the sideline, goes right back to the baseline, and loses it out of bounds, and a foul on Noel. That is number three on David Noel with 6:19 to play in the half, and Manuel will have to come get him. Felton is also going back, and Thomas, the freshman from Oakland, California, sits down.
Duke's gone about 90 seconds with no points. Carolina lost Sheldon Williams there. It was a defensive mistake.
Ewing inbounding to Redick, right corner. Redick coming back out front by the Williams screen. Got it to Williams. Williams on the drive, lays it up. Roy Williams wants hands up by May. Didn't get his hands up that time. 10 for Williams, 32-31 Carolina. Felton out front. Gets on the curl, goes right down the lane, lays it up and scores. He took Ewing that time around his own defender, Melchione, and he lost Ewing.
Got a good screen from May.
8 points now for Felton, 34-31 Carolina. Redick on the right wing against Manuel. Breaks his dribble, gives it up to Melchione on the bounce pass. A lob down low to Williams. He's out near the right of the circle now, backing in on May. Turning, turning, ball knocked away. Felton slaps it into the backcourt, and it's recovered by May. Off to Felton. Felton on the drive. Away to Scott. Here's May. May dropped it down low to Marvin for the right-handed layup.
Sheldon Williams has fallen down. Duke's got to get a timeout.
And Mike Krzyzewski asked for it. 36-31. And Coach K worked the officials a little bit before he disappeared into the Duke huddle. 5:23 to play first half here in Chapel Hill. And Mick, Carolina, according to my count, Jody Zeugner can verify this, has taken only 2 3-pointers, hasn't made one of them as yet. They've been content to try to get the ball inside, either passing it or taking it on dribble penetration.
And the game plan has worked well. Some fouls slowly building up on the Blue Devils, inside people while at the same time Carolina getting on the foul line. Shooting update, Carolina 14 of 27, 52%. Duke, when they get shots, shooting a high percentage. They're 11 of 17, 65%. But, Woody, another story in this game has been deflections, as Carolina has got, by my unofficial count, 5 deflections that have led to 4 UNC turnovers, or Duke turnovers, rather.
Duke with 7 turnovers, Carolina with 4. Ewing through the center jump circle, Felton waiting on him. Ewing on the high right-handed dribble, moving right side to the wing. Now loops it down to Redick, turns, shoots, got it. Boy, he is uncanny today. That is his 4th three-pointer of the game. He's got 15 points already. Here's Felton. And what did I say? I had my fingers crossed that Redick might not go off on Carolina. Well, he's having his best game thus far against the Tar Heels. Ball knocked away. Jawad caught by Melvin. Back to Jawad. Fall away jump shot. No good. They crash the boards. Melchione with a rebound for Duke. Got it off to Ewing. Mike Krzyzewski up quickly with the offensive play call. Making sure Redick going down the far sideline got it. He acknowledges that he did. Now Ewing against Felton, right side. Bounces to Redick. Redick driving, feeds Ewing. Jump shot, top of the key. Good! Another 3. And Ewing with an extended hand makes it 37-36 Duke. Felton across the timeline.
They're swishing every one of these.
Felton tripped up by Sheldon Williams, and that's his 2nd. Mike Krzyzewski's up arguing that call a little bit, and I wonder how could he possibly argue that one.
This shooting display by Duke is pretty awesome, and it's keeping them in the game. They're getting outplayed in many of the more substantive areas of the game, rebounding, deflections. The Carolina press has worked well, but the X in the equation is Duke just comes in and shoots it in the basket.
Tar Heels have missed 2 free throws in a row as Felton can't get the first one to go down following the earlier miss by Sean May. 37-36, Felton looking to tie with 4:19 left in the first half. Felton's free throw, that one's no good. And Felton tried to follow up, but it went out of bounds off Felton. It'll be Duke ball.
The Tar Heels lead the league, or well, they're third in the league in free throw shooting. 72-7, right behind Duke, 72-8. 37-36, Duke. Ewing on the quick drive now into the middle. Takes it into traffic, feeds DeMarcus Nelson. Long three, no good. They crash the boards. Marvin with a rebound. Off to Felton. Felton quickly front court. Got it to Manuel. Manuel on the drive into the lane. Dumps it back to Marvin. Marvin whipped it down to Jawad up for the shot. Can't get it. The foul's on Patrick Johnson, who just came into the Duke lineup moments ago. Johnson, the senior from Atlanta, Georgia, charged with his first. That'll be the ninth team foul, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Say, you're getting hungry? Then how about thinking about a Beefmaster Frank, just like the fans at the Smith Center have enjoyed here today. Ask your local grocer for Beefmaster and the new Porkmaster Brockwurst. They are the steak eaters, Frank. Duke 37, Carolina 36, 3:53 to play first half.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
We're all in this together, which is why Dunkin' has delivered 40,000 gift cards to medical workers at hundreds of hospitals across the country and counting. You can send a gift to one of your heroes, too, by visiting DunkinCoffeeBreak.com. Plus, for every gift card purchased, $1 will be donated to the Dunkin' Joy and Childhood Foundation Emergency Funds, which go straight to local nonprofits helping families affected by coronavirus. So visit DunkinCoffeeBreak.com and send your hero a coffee break today. The Heels Heroes run on Dunkin'.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janie King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janie King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janie King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at JannieKing.com. Janie King, the King of Clean.
From Learfield IMG College, this is a classic college game.
Back here at the Smith Center, 37-36, Duke. The Blue Devils are having a phenomenal shooting first half, shooting 65%. If they were just shooting average, then Carolina might lead by double digits. But Sheldon Williams is 4 of 5. Redick is 5 of 6, 4 of 5 from 3. Ewing is 3 of 4, 2 of 3 from 3. Nelson is 1 of 2 shooting. And just like the rows of teeth in a Mako shark, man, the Redick weapons are always there. He can drive, dish, shoot free throws, and hit the long three.
Jawad Williams with the free throw, and it's good. That breaks a string of 0 for 3 for the Tar Heels and gives Jawad his fifth point. The Duke 10th team foul was on the freshman DeMarcus Nelson, his second. And Jawad makes them both. He's got six. 38-37, Carolina by one. 3:45 to play on the half. Ewing nearly had an over and back. Here's Nelson, right wing now. Gets it to Ewing. Ewing against Jawad. Shot from the top of the key, no good. Long rebound recovered by Johnson. Left baseline to Redick. Manuel with him, and boy, you've got to stay with him if he's across the timeline in the forecourt. What range? Top of the key now, Ewing gets it off to DeMarcus Nelson. They're looking down low. We got a whistle and a foul called on Raymond Felton, fouling David McClure, the 6'6 freshman out of Ridgefield, Connecticut, who missed 7 games with a knee injury, which required surgery, and the foul on Felton is his first. Roy Williams up talking now to his D defense as McClure is at the line. His high school teams won 101-7 and won three state championships up in Connecticut. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Jawan. He hands it off to Felton. Felton gets it across the timeline against Ewing. Ewing swiping at the ball. The back door to May. Drive, layup good. 40-37. What a pass by Felton. May has got 13.
That's like a pick and roll, only before the pick, the roll occurs.
Seven rebounds to go along with those 13 points. Here's Reddick into the lane. Blocked by Manuel. And a jump ball. Well, I thought it was a jump ball. No, foul.
Boy, the whole Carolina bench just erupted. That play happened right in front of them. Carolina thought that Manuel had a clean block up high on Reddick.
Well, if he fouled him, Mick, he must have got him with a body. Reddick's going to be at the free throw line. That's number two on Manuel. Eighth team foul against Carolina. Free throw, no good. Only his 12th miss of the season in 177 attempts. He'll have another one. 2:53 to go in the half. 40-37 Carolina. That one's good. Well, if he misses two in a row, I guess you interrupt broadcast.
Just stop the game and put a bronze plaque in the floor.
And run special editions of the newspaper. 40-38. Under 3 minutes to play at the Smith Center first half. Down inside to May. May spinning away. Shot good. Yeah, boy, he got McClure down low. He posted him up, Nick, and he had a sizable advantage.
Right away, that's a mismatch. I mean, you can see that from the moment the heels crossed the timeline.
42-38, it's a four-point Carolina lead. Marcus, DeMarcus Nelson to Melchione. Now to McClure. McClure holding it. Nearly took steps with it. Melchione tries to drive, nearly lost it. Runs into May. Baseline. Got it to McClure. McClure turning on Jawan. Jawan fell over his back, but Jawad catches McClure to hold him upright. That'll be number two on Jawad and the ninth team foul against Carolina.
They like McClure's versatility at Duke and his potential. They think of him as kind of a smaller version of Shane Battier.
Also in the lineup now for Duke is Patrick Davidson, a 6-foot sophomore from Melbourne, Arkansas. Marvin's in and Manuel is going out. Now Davidson is out.
It's been a high-level game, very intense, some great plays by both teams, about what you'd expect early March when number six visits number two.
McClure, 3 of 7 at the line before making that one, and so he has his first point of the game. The first meeting was one of the 7 games he missed with that knee problem. 42-39, 2:16 to play. McClure with another shot coming. Free throw is good, so he makes them both. And with that, Johnson is in the game and McClure is out. Johnson got a start in that big Duke win against Wake Forest in Cameron Indoor Stadium on a Sunday night. And if you saw that game, you thought Johnson started specifically to be physical with Chris Paul.
Which he was.
Yep. Felton loses the ball. Ewing comes up with a steal. Ewing coming front court. Felton getting back. Disappointed he lost the ball. Here's Nelson inside. Lost the ball and travel with it. Tried to get it back and took steps, so that gives it right back to Carolina. 42-40, Carolina with a 2-point lead, 2 minutes to go.
That's Ewing's calling card. He is very slick on the crossover dribble. When he sees you getting ready to change hands with the ball off the dribble, he can slice in and take it.
Felton right through the center jump circle against Ewing. Now whips a pass to Marvin. Melchione's on him. Marvin turns, looking, got it to Felton. Felton against Ewing, dribbles across the top of the key, left side. Drops it down to May. May spins away Johnson. Short jumper, no good. Tapped up, no good by Rayshon. May goes back and gets it. Tried to put it up. We got a jump ball. Boy, Rayshon Terry had a chippy and couldn't get it down.
Rolled right off the back iron. The Tar Heels, though, still just getting right to the rim and rebounding offensively with a real fury.
Felton to inbound, baseline left, got it to May. He hands it off to Felton. Here's a pumper for three, no good. They crash the boards. Ball saved at the baseline by DeMarcus Nelson. He gets it to Ewing. Ewing will push it front court for the Blue Devils and can tie or take the lead on this possession. 1:20 to play in the half. Here's Ewing on the drive, up off the glass, no basket. Roy Williams is beside himself on the foul called against Rayshon Terry. Larry Rose with a call, and the foul on Terry is his second, and it's the 10th team foul. And the moment Larry Rose's whistle blew, Roy Williams was off the bench. And he continues to talk with the veteran official from Cortland, Virginia.
All coaches want two things when the game starts and the officials. Call it the same way at both ends. And then if you start calling the game one way, be consistent throughout the game.
Ewing misses his first opportunity. He'll have another free throw coming. He is a 68% free throw shooter. 15 points in the first game over in Durham. Back on February 9th, Duke won it 71-70. Carolina couldn't get off a shot in the final 18 seconds. Another free throw. That one is good. So he's got his ninth point of the game, and it's 42-41 Carolina.
Yeah, two-for-one exchange here. Carolina may run a play and get a quick shot, 10 or 15 seconds.
Felton gets the ball to May. He'll give it now to Marvin. Marvin being pushed around by Reggie Love. Now off to Rayshon Terry. He underhands it to Melvin Scott, who's back in the lineup. Scott comes up the sideline. Weak side to Rayshon. Good for three. Boy, that makes up for the miss. Chippy a moment ago.
And that shot came with 50 seconds, so it gives you an assured another possession.
45-41 Carolina. Ewing left wing. Here's Ewing from well out. No basket. Rebounded. Short. It was an air ball by Sean May.
Timeout.
About a 3-second differential, shot clock and game clock, and we've got a timeout called by the Tar Heels to set up a last shot. That bucket a moment ago by Rayshon Terry, the first three of the game for Carolina in five attempts. A Bell South long-distance three-pointer. Remember, Bell South is listening and answering. And Mick, while we've got a chance here, on behalf of the Tar Heels and all of us here on the Tar Heel Sports Network, we want to send along our very best to Jimmy Coley in Wilson. Jimmy is recuperating from recent open-heart surgery, which he had at Duke, but the true Carolina fan he is, Mick, I understand he wore his Tar Heel gear the entire time he was in Duke Hospital. Jimmy, the Tar Heels send you their very best. They wish you a speedy recovery. Hey, buddy, everybody pulling for you, so hang in there and get well.
Also, get well soon to L.H. Hutchins, and happy 105th birthday to Gigi Dolan in Charlotte, a big Carolina fan listening in. Now, Mike Krzyzewski just had something to say to possibly the official scorer,
Mark
or the
Mosley.
Clock operator. And then Roy Williams came over and said,
what's that all about?
Exactly.
Mark Mosley, a former Carolina manager and high school basketball coach, is the official scorekeeper. And Krzyzewski made his point and then slapped his hand on the padded scorers table. Carolina with the ball, 26 seconds. 45-41 Carolina. Scott gets it from Felton. They're trying to deny the return pass to Felton. Scott middle of the floor now. Reddick moving out on him. Now Scott gets him to back off. Here comes Scott left side. Felton doing what he can. Ewing really leaning on him. Here's Felton now to foul finally on Ewing.
Tar Heels wanted one shot there unless they got a layup.
Now Krzyzewski is applauding and pointing at the official score. And he is crediting the Duke foul to Carolina's official score.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I think it was getting Felton maybe. Well, Felton was in the game, wasn't he? Foul on Ewing, by the way, is his second. Felton at the line. Free throw good. 46-41. 10 seconds left.
Yeah, if there weren't some fireworks, though, it would not be the Duke-Carolina game, would it?
Mick, we'll find out at halftime what that's all about. Felton ready on his next free throw. That's good also. So stay tuned, as they say on the soap operas. There's more to come. Reddick across the timeline. 5-4. Reddick from way downtown. Off the front of the rim. Recovered Melchione. He fires from the corner. No good. And there's the horn ending the first half of play. And Mike Krzyzewski still staring down Carolina's official score. And Steve Kirshner is up yelling at the Duke head coach, because it's his stat crew, and now Larry Rose has come over And Kirshner is telling Larry Rose he doesn't appreciate it. And Larry's just telling everybody just to calm down. So at halftime, on the Blue Point scoreboard, it's Carolina 47, Duke 41.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all got to eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that has chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea for the whole family. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all got to eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that has chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea for the whole family. Bojangles, it's bow time.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janie King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janie King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janie King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at JannieKing.com. Janie King, the King of Clean.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From Learfield IMG College, welcome back to this classic college game.
As we start the final 20 minutes of play, Carolina leading 47-41. Duke gets the ball on the inbounds. Ewing in the middle of the floor now against Felton, looking left side. Now backing Felton right to the top of the key. Comes left side, on the wing to Reddick. Jump shot, no good. Tapped around and out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Duke. Nope, wait a minute. Larry Rose changes the call. First indication, Duke ball, but Larry Rose said, nope, it belongs to the guys in white, so it'll be Carolina. Felton across the timeline, gets it out to Manuel against Melchione. Manuel on a crossover, gets in the lane, drives off the glass, good! Jackie Manuel with five on his second field goal, 49-41, Carolina's biggest lead of the game. Duke led a couple of times by seven in the first half. Sheldon Williams, low post, right side, backing in on May. Underneath, block, and a jump ball. It'll go to Carolina. Sean May just one rebound off an eighth consecutive double-double, and the streak started in the opening game, the first game against Duke this season. Here's Felton on the drive into the lane. Up off the glass, no good. May with the rebound, the stick back, no good. They battle for it inside. We get a whistle and a foul called on Jawad Williams, and that's number three. So Jawad and David Noel have three fouls each as Carolina is charged with its first team foul here in the second half.
Just took off my headset for a minute or two, Woody, and it is loud in this Smith Center. The building is very loud right now.
Boy, I can hear it coming back on my headset. Here's Ewing. Feel like I'm shouting just to be heard. Ewing, left of the circle. Now to Randolph, out high. Randolph against Sean May on the drive. Can't get through. Reddick, left wing. Comes off the wing, middle of the floor. Now Reddick with a pull-up shot. Fake May, got it to Randolph. Randolph pushes it to Melchione. Here's his jumper. Good from the left corner. Melchione, 0 for 3 in the first half. Gets his first field goal of the second half. 49-44. Carolina by five. Scott by the Williams screen. That's set by Jawad. Back it goes to Jawad on the left wing against Randolph. Now comes the bounce pass inside. Ball stolen by Ewing. He tried to go to Manuel with it. Ewing will dump it off to Melchione. Block! Scott had a hand on it. Got pushed out of bounds by Ewing. And it'll be Duke ball at the baseline. Marvin is in for Carolina, and Jawad is going out with those three personals. Ewing will inbound off the left baseline.
Great block by Manuel.
It was. Here's Reddick. Curling into the top of the key, Melchioni way outside, another three. Back-to-back threes by the son of former All-ACC standout Gary Melchioni at Duke back in the early 70s. Here's Felton down low to Williams, up off the glass, and he turns and scores on Randolph. Marvin Williams, 1 of 4 in the first half, gets his second field goal of the game. 51-47, Carolina up by four. Ewing across the timeline, working left side now. Now goes right. Melchioni tries to set a screen for him. Bounce pass down low to Sheldon Williams. Backs in on May. Turns and just tries to road grade him and travels.
Right now, Woody, it's the power game, the inside game, the rebounding of Carolina against the perimeter shooting of Duke.
10th Blue Devil turnover. Mick, in the first half, Carolina had as many offensive rebounds as Duke had total rebounds, which I'm sure you pointed out.
Definitely.
Ball out of bounds. It'll be Carolina inbounding on the wing. Manuel gets it into Felton. Ewing has been with him every step of the way so far today. Here's the bounce pass to May. Coming to the right side. Williams is there. Here's May on the drive. Drops it off to Manuel. Up for the shot and foul. And it is on Sheldon Williams, and that's his third.
He and Melchioni were both there.
First team foul, second half against the Blue Devils, and Manuel will go to the line after a 1-for-2 effort in the first half. Boy, you know, Mick, the stars are really out today. Not only NFL Pro Bowlers here. Dre Bly, Algie Crumpler, William Henderson, John Grissom, the noted author, whose daughter's in school here at Chapel Hill, as Manuel shoots an air ball on his first attempt.
If we didn't have a job to do, we could go around and get some archival interviews.
You bet. Manuel ready on the second one, and that one's perfect.
Nice. What a good comeback by Jackie there.
He's 2 of 4. 6 points in the game, 52-47. It's a 5-point Carolina lead. Here's Reddick bringing the ball front court now, something that Ewing's been doing most of the afternoon. Here's Ewing on the drive now. Got an underhanded bounce pass inside. Randolph tried to reverse layup, no good. May with the rebound, lost it, knocked out of bounds off Melchioni. And will that give him a rebound? Yes, he's now got 11. So an 8th consecutive double-double for Carolina's Sean May, matching the streak by Mitch Kupchak at the end of the 1976 season.
Noel in.
Felton across the timeline, well out on the left side. May sets him a screen. Felton goes into the lane, drops it off to Marvin. Blocked from behind by Sheldon. May is there, fumbles the ball. They lose it on the deck. Marvin goes down to tie up Randolph. We got a jump ball, and it'll be Duke ball on alternating possession. Boy, Carolina had two people all around the rim that time and couldn't get one to go in.
It's just been a consistent assault on the rim by the Tar Heel front line.
Ewing will get it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Melchioni, right wing. Melchioni with the bounce pass to Randolph from the top of the key. No good. Rebound taken down by May. Long lead pass to Noel. Noel feeds to Manuel. Up off the glass. He scores. Melchioni had Noel covered up, but he found Manuel for his 8 point, 54-47. Crowd again on its feet. This crowd has been terrific. Melchioni, left corner, down low to Randolph. Moving in on Marvin Williams, faking, up for the shot, no basket, foul Carolina. Foul is on Marvin Williams, it's his first, and the second team foul. Marvin with 12 points, 5 rebounds in the first game on 5 of 8 shooting. Today for Carolina, Marvin, 4 points on 2 of 6 shooting.
Randolph likes that duck in. He'll get the ball pretty deep, and then he'll fake like he's going to raise the ball to shoot a jump shot. Pivot and then lean in and get fouled.
Randolph's free throw is good. That's his first point of the game. Mickey has only 4 double-figure scoring efforts on the year and not in his last 12 outings.
Of course, battled mono earlier in the year, as most people know.
54-48. It remains. Rebounded by Noel. He'll hand it off to Felton. Felton front court for the Tar Heels now. Works against Ewing. Loops it back to Williams. That's Marvin. Now over to Noel on the left side. Noel trying to get around Randolph. He does. Randolph stuck a knee in him. Here's Noel. He was off balance with that shot. I don't think when he went up, he wanted to take the shot. He wanted to dump it to the low post. 54-48. So he was undecided when he got in the air and then put up a very, very bad effort. Here's Reddick trying to get into the lane. Reddick backing in on Manuel. Fall away. No good. May just caught the ball in the air. Got it to Felton. Felton, the lead to Marvin, and it's knocked away by Randolph. Randolph with a good block on Marvin. He was going up a little slow with it when you really wish he had power dunked it. Here's Ewing. Working right side for Duke. Down low to Sheldon Williams. Williams turns, holds it high, backs in now on May. Goes into the lane, puts up the shot. Good. Sheldon Williams with his 12th point of the game. First field goal, second half, 54-50. Carolina lead is four. Felton on the right side. Gives it up to Manuel against Reddick. Manuel with a lob down low to May. Caught the ball, turns, puts it up, and scores. That ball almost came out the front of the rim.
Great catch in traffic by May.
19 for Sean May. 56-50 Carolina.
May had flashed the tire sign, but then he waved it off. He took it back.
Ewing, bounce pass to Williams, and May comes over his back for his first personal foul. It's amazing the way he and Williams, Sheldon Williams, Mick, have battled at the low post, and that's the first foul on Sean May. 56-50, 14-41 to play in Chapel Hill. Well, we got a moment here before play resumes. Congratulations to C.D. Mock, second year as head coach of the Carolina wrestling program. His Tar Heels won the ACC championship in Greensboro this week. How about that? Coming back from a 5-11 campaign a year ago. Inbounded Ewing to Randolph and a power dunk by the former Raleigh Broughton star right over the middle pulls Duke within four. Here's Marvin dropping it off to Jawad. Jawad up for the shot. Ball batted around. Duke out with it. Randolph playing now like a man possessed after getting his first field goal of the game. Blue Devils can inch even closer now with 14:20 to play. Ewing right side. The bounce pass to Reddick. Reddick against Manuel. Drops it down low to Randolph. Blocked. Recovered by Sheldon Williams. He lost it. Marvin out of there with it. Ahead to Felton. Felton weaving through traffic. Lost the ball. Recovered by Sheldon Williams. Tar Heels got a little careless with it. Sheldon needs somebody to come back to get it to, and Ewing obeys. Gets it about two steps in the backcourt. Now gets it across the timeline. Backs up outside. 56-52. Duke down by four with the ball. Sheldon Williams at the high post. Then hands it off to the cutting Reddick. Reddick with a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Marvin. Marvin will hand it off to Felton. Felton across the timeline. Left side. Works to the wing. Ewing is right there. Here's Marvin. Top of the key. Had a notion. Sheldon Williams got on him. Noel now on the right side against Melchione. Down low to Jawad. Turning on Randolph. Wants to get up the shot. Cannot. Double team. Puts up the shot in a 3-second violation on Carolina. Roy Williams is really upset. Gets up off the bench and says, go up with it. Go up with it. And then I think for a moment, coach might have had one of those situations where the blood sort of left his head quickly when he jumped up, Mick, and he looked like he was a little lightheaded, and he quickly got into a crouching position. Here's Ewing to Reddick, but he's okay. Said he's had those pretty much of his adult life. Ewing coming by Williams now to the left side. Got it to Sheldon. Sheldon with a jump hook, and it's good. 56-54. Sheldon Williams now with 14. Now the crowd on its feet, led by the chancellor of the university, James Meeser, across the way at midcourt. Here's Felton on the drive. Look away to Sean May. Stripped to the ball, and the foul is on DeMarcus Nelson.
Carolina's shot clock, or shot chart rather, continues to look great, but Duke is getting in for block shots and deflections its own self. And all credit to the Blue Devils to be able to block some shots on the gather without fouling. It's been a difference maker for them.
May 3 out of 4 in the first half at the line for the first time in the second half. Eyes the front of the rim, free throw good. 57-54, Scott is back in and Manuel is going out. That means, I guess, with Noel on the floor, that he'll take Reddick for the moment. May ready on his second one, and that one's perfect also. So he's got 21 points now. 13th consecutive double-figure scoring game, 26 on the year. 58-54 Carolina. Reddick to Love, down inside to Sheldon Williams. Another jump hook, no good. Long rebound, recovered by Nelson. Block, loose ball, saved baseline by Scott. Gets it ahead to Noel. Noel on the drive, back to Scott. Pumps the three, no good. Jawad runs it down right baseline. Here's Jawad, right corner, no good. They crash the boards, May is there. Tried to put it up and it got blocked out of bounds. And it went out, Reggie Coker says off May. It'll be Duke ball. Two good clean looks from three by shooters that had their feet set. Melvin Scott missed and then Jawad Williams missed. Melchione is in along with Randolph. Williams sits down along with Nelson. Ewing, timeline right side. Now on the drive against Felton, got right of the circle. Here's Melchione, ball knocked away. Melchione recovers, puts it in Nelson's hands. Well out on the left, now to Ewing. Felton almost knocked it away. 58-54 Carolina. Here's Ewing by the screen set by Randolph. Tries to drive, now we'll go to the baseline. Pass, caught by Love. Got it right back to Ewing from the deep corner. No good, saved by Melchione, but right into Scott's hands. Scott trying to get front court, looped it to Felton. Here comes Felton, front court. He'll give it up to Noel. Pumps the jumper, no good. They crash the boards and Jawad knocked it out of bounds. Says Reggie Coker. With that, we've got a timeout on the floor. Roy Williams puts his glasses down before he can talk to his team. 11:30 to play in Chapel Hill. Carolina, the nation's number two team, 58. Duke, number six in the country, 54. Wow.
You're reliving history. More of this classic college game next from Learfield IMG College.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all got to eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that has chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea for the whole family. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks. Pave, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all got to eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that has chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea for the whole family. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Stop dreaming and start saving. It's the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Time to open the door to some of the best deals of the year. With more selection, hundreds to choose from. Sedans like Accord and Civic. Or all-wheel drive SUVs like CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, and Passport. Equipped with more safety like available Honda Sensing. So don't hit snooze. Get a dream deal on your dream Honda. Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your Honda dealer of the Carolinas.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
For a while, the pace of this game was going to be in the low 90s, but the scoring has slowed down some since the last media timeout. And good defense is the reason for that. Block shots. Sheldon Williams is cut. I can see it from here that he's bleeding from his right elbow. Anyway, it's 58-54, Carolina Duke ball.
But he remains on the floor. Carolina pressure now to Marcus Nelson against Felton. Will get the ball front court on the left side. Now Nelson tries to take Felton back to the right. Drops it off to Reddick. Here's Reddick curling into the lane to Melchione on the left side, and he buries yet another three. Melchione with 3 3-pointers in the second half. Pulls Duke within one. 58-57. Now Felton going by a screen set by Jawad on the right side.
will come to Noel. Noel gives it up to Jawad in the left corner. Now pushes it to Felton. Ball nearly knocked away. Here's Felton trying to get in the lane. Shoots a runner. No good. Tapped up. No good. May with the rebound. Lost by Felton. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Duke. The Tar Heels in the second half, and for the game really, have had that ball constantly up around the front door of the basket.
The first touch off after almost every missed shot has been by a Tar Heel. They haven't always been able to control it, but they're getting their hands on missed shots.
Ewing will come front court now. Mike Krzyzewski with a play call. Ewing looks again. I think Mike was changing it. Here's Ewing, drops it off to the curling Reddick. Reddick right to the top of the key against Manuel, trying to get inside. Got it out to Melchione. Long three. That one misfires badly off the left side. May with the rebound. Ahead to Marvin. Marvin will give it right back to Felton. Felton to May. Over to Scott. Melvin dribbles top of the key. Takes a three. No good. That one missed badly. Rebounded by Sheldon Williams. Now the outlet comes to Ewing up the left side. Ewing can't get into the lane. Now he curls right side. Drives down the lane. Up off the glass. And Duke leads 59-58 on Ewing's first basket of the second half. The Tar Heels have got to catch fire offensively. They've let the Blue Devils come get them. Now May. Right side against Sheldon Williams. May turns. Puts the ball to the floor. Williams got smacked in the face. Across the bridge of his nose. Now here's Felton, right side, outside jump shot. That one catches the rim. Dunk follow attempt by Manuel, no good. Ball knocked up high in the air. May goes to get it, hands it off to Felton. New count on the shot clock. Here's Felton, top of the key. Now Felton on the drive, drops it off. Shot blocked. Marvin down the lane, and Williams blocked it. 59-58, 9.5 to play. Felton waits on Ewing at the timeline. Ewing a little frustrated. Not all of his teammates got his play call. He gives it to him again. Moves right to Melchione on the left. Melchione turning against Manuel. Now he'll hand it off to Reddick. Scott has got him. Now Scott right in front of Reddick. He goes down the left sideline to Sheldon Williams. Williams tried to muscle in on Williams. We get a whistle and a foul called against Sean May by umpire Gary Maxwell. That's number two on May and the third team foul. Beg your pardon, fourth team foul against Carolina here in the second half. There have been two whistled on the Blue Devils. Duke will inbound, baseline left. Ewing will do it. Way out in the midcourt area to Melchione. Carolina 0 for its last 10. Duke, well, five of those attempts have been threes, and the ball lost, and it went out off Carolina, so it belongs to Duke. 9 minutes exactly left on the game clock. Reddick by the Ewing screen. Now gives it right back to Ewing. A step in the center jump circle. Reddick moving to the right wing with Felton on him. Now he wants Randolph away from the top of the circle. Gives it to Reddick on the left wing. Reddick on the drive. Puts up a shot. No good. Marvin with the rebound. He gets it to Felton. Felton pitches it ahead and throws it away. Turnover will give the ball to Duke. Nelson is back in for the Blue Devils. Melchione goes out.
Duke block shots have turned a Duke deficit of 8 points, or 7 points rather, into a Duke lead.
59-58. Ewing attacks for the Dukes. Gets it away now to Nelson. Nelson down low to Sheldon Williams. Williams underneath. Reverse layup is good. 61-58. He has six of his 16 in the second half. Felton working toward the middle of the floor. Felton will push it away to Marvin. Marvin looks for Sean May down low. Whistle, foul on Randolph. It's his fourth. Randolph with a reach in, and that'll be Duke's third team foul. Carolina will get the ball out of bounds at the baseline. Noel is in for Carolina. Melchione is back for Duke. Scott goes out for Carolina, and Randolph is out for Duke. Randolph's fourth foul coming with 8:04 to play. Noel's going to handle the inbounds from right in front of the Carolina bench. Gets it, got it into Marvin. Lobbed it to May. Felton tried to cut back door, but May couldn't get the ball to him. Now over to Manuel. Gives it to Felton. Felton looking down low. Randolph is fronting Noel at the low post. Manuel on the left side. Now Manuel will take it into the lane. Up for the shot and score.
Lovely.
Breaks a lengthy drought. 61-60. Manuel with his first double-figure scoring effort in the last four games on 4-for-4 shooting. Listen to this crowd. Ewing to Williams. May is there. Williams turns. Jump hook. No good. Felton with a rebound on the bounce left baseline. Felton brings it front court. Here's Felton. Can't get into the lane. Got it to May. May turning and got the two-handed dunk against Sheldon Williams. 23 for May. And Mike Krzyzewski wants a timeout. This will be extended to a full.
I think the Blue Devils are a little tired.
7:09 to play in Chapel Hill. 62-61. Carolina over Duke. Ewing to the top of the key against Felton. Picks up the dribble. Now back to Melchione. Melchione will dribble out to the midcourt area. Hands it off to Ewing. Ewing in between the circles now. Backing up to the center jump circle. Here he goes to the right side. Shot clock inside 10. Here's Melchione for another three. And he gets the bounce on a three-pointer. Melchione with four three-pointers in the second half after an 0-for-3 effort in the first 20 minutes. Here is Sean May. Can't get the shot. Missed it. Jumper from right at the top of the key. Duke with a rebound. 64-62, 6:25 to play. Ewing against Felton, right side. Ewing on a quick drive. Felton stays in front of him. Now he tries to lose him into a Williams screen. Here's Melchione. He's feeling it. This one is no good. Ball knocked around. And it's May and Williams with a tie-up. Ball will belong to Carolina on alternating possession. And with that, we get a break in the action. Dead ball, 6:10 to play. I think we sorted out those seeds with Florida State's win in Tallahassee today over Virginia. They split the regular season, but Florida State beat Wake Forest during the regular season. So that means that Florida State will be the 10th seed next week in Washington. Virginia will be the 11th seed. And we also know that Clemson will be the 9th seed. Everything else is still up in the air.
Right, to be continued. That win, I think it was January 18th, that Florida State win at home against Wake Forest remains one of the conference's biggest upsets this year.
64-62, Carolina down two with the ball. Felton across the timeline, gives it to Manuel. Redick has got him defensively, trying to get it to Marvin. Goes instead up top to Noel, left side, they swing it to Felton. Felton trying to drive baseline, feeds Jawad, had a notion, didn't take it, looking, gets it to Felton, out of the left corner for three, no good. Rebounded by DeMarcus Nelson. Here come the Blue Devils on the run, and it's Felton coming up from behind Nelson, and Nelson losing the ball out of bounds, but Felton deflected it away, so it'll be Duke ball in the deep right corner.
Tar Heels now 1 of 11 from three.
Carolina came into the game averaging 8 of 19. They had gone 1 of 9, you remember, against Clemson. But, Nick, in the last three games, they'd shot 42% from beyond the arc. Ball kicked by Felton. New 35-second count on the shot clock for Duke. It'll be inbounded right wing.
Starting to get tight here, and Redick hadn't been heard from in a while.
Yeah. Mike Krzyzewski giving his Blue Devils the thumbs-up signal. An offensive play call. Nelson will inbound, the freshman from California. Boy, what a prolific scorer he was in high school. Here's Redick into the lane, drops it off to Melchione. He's had the hot hand second half. Down low to Sheldon Williams, trying to get free. Cannot. Whistle, foul, Carolina. Foul is on Marvin Williams, and that's his second. And the fifth team foul against the Tar Heels. Duke has had only three fouls whistled on it. Sheldon Williams to the free throw line. 2 of 2. 8 of 11 in his last four games, a 70% free throw shooter. No good.
Yeah, that one did not look good. It had side spin on it and missed badly to the right. Something to file away for future reference. Duke could have some fouls to give in the last minute or two.
64-62 Duke. Sheldon Williams with yet another shot coming. Redick 0-for-4 in the second half. Felton 0-for-5. Next free throw is no good. Saved by Nelson, out to Redick, faking, trying to get right of the lane to Ewing for a long three that is no good, and Felton snatches away the rebound. Felton front court, the alley-oop to Manuel, a layup ties the score at 64-all.
10-point pass by Raymond.
12 points for Jackie Manuel. 5:15 to play. Crowd again on its feet. Very few people in the lower arena sitting down. Down low, and the score by Williams on the feed to the low post. He scores and gets fouled by Marvin Williams. That's his third. Two have come very quickly. Sixth team foul, Carolina. And Marvin is out as Sean May returns. Sheldon Williams back to the line, where he just missed two shots a moment ago. And he misses another one. May with the rebound. He's missed three in a row. Could fatigue be a factor, Mick?
Both teams look a little winded to me.
Well, I specifically was referring to Sheldon Williams. Here's Felton into the lane. Got it to Noel. A drop off of him. Noel's looking inside, trying to get it to Juwad. He does. Now Juwad turning, shooting it short. Rebounded by Daniel Ewing. 66-64 Duke. Blue Devils with the ball. Less than 5 minutes to go. Each possession gets very, very important. Ewing to Reddick, right wing. Remember, the last three games have come down to the last possession. Reddick trying to drive, lost it out of bounds. It'll be Duke ball at the baseline.
I think Sheldon Williams, you're right on that, Woody. I've watched him since you mentioned it, and he's had his mouth open the entire time. He does look a little fatigued.
Ewing will inbound, baseline right for the Blue Devils. Umpire Gary Maxwell gives him the ball. Ewing with a lob into Williams on the right side. Hands it off to Ewing, who comes to get it. Shot clock is down to 10 seconds right now. Nine. Now here's Ewing moving left side. Melchione calling for the ball. They dump it down low to Williams. He backs in on Juwad and scores. And we get a 30-second timeout. So Sheldon Williams, Duke, is starting really to go to the big guy, the landlord, if you will. Junior Forest Park, Oklahoma, 6'9". He's now got 18 points. Seven more than he had in the first meeting. We've got a 30-second timeout here in Chapel Hill. Duke's lead is now four after the Blue Devils have wiped out Carolina's early lead in the second half. You know, I hope tomorrow night you'll join Roy Williams and me for Roy Williams Live from Spice Street Restaurant in Chapel Hill, starting at 7 o'clock. If you come to Spice Street, you're in the live audience, you're eligible to play win, lose, or tie. And if you know the correct answer to our basketball trivia question, then you'll win an exclusive necktie from Julian's in Chapel Hill.
Sheldon Williams has played a very complete game so far. 9 of 12 shooting, 5 blocks, 4 steals. He's been active at both ends.
Well, I didn't chart him with one, Mick. He's now got 20 points in the game. I had him with only 8 field goals, but you're right, 9 of 12.
Roy Williams off with the Julian's Blazer.
He is really, really laying it out for some of the reserves that he just took out of the game. And Roy Williams is going to diagram a play here as we got another 30-second timeout taken here. There apparently is some blood on the floor. Mick told you earlier that Sheldon Williams was bleeding from the back of his forearm, from just below the elbow. So there may have gotten some blood on the floor. 4:15 to play, 68-64. Carolina came in undefeated at home, 14-0. Hasn't lost since the Duke game a year ago. That's 17 consecutive wins. Duke came in on a four-game win streak. The Blue Devils have won 4 of the last 5 here in the Smith Center, including 3 in a row. And Mick, this is the 17th top 10 battle between these two old rivals since 91. Carolina's got a 9-7 lead, but Duke with 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5.
Well, every possession becomes so vital now, especially for the Tar Heels. UNC has 6 points in the last 8 minutes of this game. Carolina's gone chilly from 3-point range. Carolina 1 of 12 from 3 in this game. Tar Heels have missed 13 of their last 16 shot attempts. And Carolina has the basketball, but down 4 with 4:15 to play.
Happy birthday wishes today go out to Lindsey Crawford, Winston-Salem, 16 years of age. Hard to believe that, because I remember when that young lady was born. Her husband, Robert Crawford, is at most Carolina home games, snapping some great action photos. 4:15 to go. Tar Heels down 4. Felton will bring it front court now against Ewing. Down the right sideline in front of the Carolina bench. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Can't get through. Trying to get it. And the ball thrown away. Noel missed Felton's pass, and it went right into Melchione's hands. So Duke's got the ball. 4 minutes to go. Here's Ewing. Working right side. Felton there. Drops it off to Reddick. Now Reddick on the curl, getting into the lane, pushes it away to Williams, and he gets the layup. Sheldon Williams now with 22 points in the game, including 12 in the second half, and it's a six-point Duke lead. Boy, the Tar Heels have got to make something happen. Here's Felton, baseline, falling down, lost the ball, goes out of bounds, last touch by Williams, that's Sheldon Williams, and it'll be Carolina ball at the baseline. Roy Williams is not the least bit happy as his team comes over to sit down. 3:33 to play in the game. Duke 70, Carolina 64.
You're reliving history. This classic college game continues next from Learfield IMG College.
We're all in this together, which is why Dunkin' has delivered 40,000 gift cards to medical workers at hundreds of hospitals across the country and counting. You can send a gift to one of your heroes, too, by visiting DunkinCoffeeBreak.com. Plus, for every gift card purchased, $1 will be donated to the Dunkin' Joy and Childhood Foundation Emergency Funds, which go straight to local nonprofits helping families affected by coronavirus. So visit DunkinCoffeeBreak.com and send your hero a coffee break today. The Heels Heroes run on Dunkin'.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allura Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pave, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allura Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
From Learfield IMG College, you're listening to a classic college game.
There's still plenty of time, but Carolina's got to get it together. 70-64 Duke. Carolina led 54-47 at the 16.5 minute mark. Since then, Duke's gone on a 23-10 scoring run, and the Tar Heels have been just dry ice cold from outside the three-point arc. Terry's the only one that's hit one for Carolina. They're 1 of 11 from three. Duke, meanwhile, 10 of 25 from three-point range. Carolina's shooting percentage has dropped to 41%. Duke shooting 49%. Carolina will have the ball out of bounds, baseline left. Felton inbounding to Manuel. Manuel will give it to Jawad. Jawad with a bounce pass to Felton. Down low to May. May backing in, lost the ball, got away, out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Duke. That's not going to go as a block shot, but it's yet another deflection by Williams.
Yep. Now here's Ewing against Felton, backcourt. Melchione trying to set a screen for him. Ewing coming around it, gets it front court, well out on the left side. 70-64 Duke. Here's Ewing against Felton, trying to drive, goes to the baseline, all the way underneath. Melchione out of the corner, good! 73-64, it's a 9-point lead for Duke on the fifth three-pointer of the half by Melchione. And we get a whistle and a foul off the ball. Five on Randolph. Called on Shavlik Randolph, and that's his fifth. He's fouled out with 3 minutes to play, the fourth game he has fouled out of this year. Melchione and Sheldon Williams have come up super big in the second half for Duke. 22 points for Sheldon Williams, including 12 in the second half, and Melchione went 0 for 3 in the first half. Who went 0 for 3 in the first half has made five three-pointers for the Blue Devils here in the second half.
Sean May and Marvin Williams, Jawad, several other players just have not been able to raise the ball to shoot. When they've gotten the ball down low, Duke has had a hand right there. No, it's Carolina ball. On the foul by Randolph. Felton inbounding the ball to May up the right side. Then he'll come get it. Melchione is right there on him. Here goes Felton by the Jawad screen at the top of the key. Now Felton trying to get inside. Drops it off to Manuel. Manuel trying to penetrate on the dribble. Inside, puts up the shot, no good. May with the rebound and the stick back, no good. Tip in by Jawad. That's his first bucket of the second half. He's got eight for the game, and Roy Williams calls a 30-second timeout with 2:40 to go. 73-66, Duke with the lead, and we're going to pause 10 seconds down the line for station identification. You're listening to the 219th meeting between Duke and Carolina on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Blue Devils have had a 9-point lead with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go. So Carolina could help grow the legend if the Tar Heels could come back and win this game. Watch for a special this season from Auto Bell. The week following each Carolina victory, one Auto Bell location will give a lucky customer great UNC prizes. People can tell when you Auto Bell. Only good news for Carolina so far, Sean May's eighth consecutive double-double. Melchione runs the baseline, inbounded it to Reddick. Carolina's got to apply pressure now. Reddick backcourt, caught up in the double team, got it to Melchione. Melchione just across the timeline will get it off to Ewing. Ewing with Felton on him. Now here comes Ewing on the drive, kicked the ball out of bounds, and it belongs to Carolina. Mike Krzyzewski really upset with his team for not running what he wanted.
Yeah, Reddick didn't. He was supposed to curl around the screen, and for some reason he just didn't.
Very important possession for Carolina with 2:15 to go. Felton getting left side against DeMarcus Nelson. Now on the drive, shooting on the run. Can't score. May with the rebound and lost it out of bounds. It'll be Carolina ball. Carolina will have the ball baseline right. Felton to inbound, a new 35-second count on the shot clock. Felton pushes into May, now comes to get it right side. May tried to set a screen. Felton goes in, dropped it off to Marvin. He gets fouled. Sheldon Williams with his fourth. That's the fifth team foul on Duke. But Marvin, fouled in the act of shooting, will go to the line for the first time today. Seventh best free throw shooter in the league at 83%. May has now got 20 rebounds, which is a career high, bettering the 19. Well, not quite. He's one off his career high, which he had against Akron and Duke last year. Williams' free throw is good. He'll have another one coming. Next one is up. That one's good also. 73-68, a 5-point Duke lead. 2 minutes to play. Need a stop. DeMarcus Nelson. Here comes the double team. Nelson tripped up backcourt, got pushed on the play, and Roy Williams can't believe it. Carolina's defense commits the foul.
So that'll be the seventh team foul, so 1-1 will be shot.
First game, Duke went 21 of 22 at the free throw line. The Blue Devils are 10 of 18 today. DeMarcus Nelson to the line, a 54% free throw shooter who is 1 of 2. DeMarcus Nelson puts it up, no good. Rebounded May, gets it to Felton. Felton down the left side for the Tar Heel. Felton getting by the defense. Now Felton getting into the lane. Drives, feeds Sean May. Block. May recovers. Scores. Gets fouled on the play.
If the Tar Heels win this game, offensive rebounding will be the reason why.
The foul is on DeMarcus Nelson. It's his fourth. Sixth team foul against Duke. May to the line for a second attempt today at a three-point play. Good. 73-71 Duke. May with 26. Reddick backcourt. Reddick to DeMarcus Nelson. The freshman back to Reddick. Reddick by Noel. Across the timeline right side. 1:30 to play. DeMarcus Nelson now back to Reddick. They'll want to keep in his hands a lot. Reddick underneath. Melchione, jump shot. No good. Rebounded Sheldon Williams. Williams drops it back out to Ewing. They get a new 35-second count on the shot clock. Here's DeMarcus Nelson, just outside the center jump circle. Gets it to Ewing. Ewing now against Felton. Now Ewing started right, still in the center jump circle, trying to get his offense set. Melchione tried to set a pick for him. Felton knocked down. Ewing on the drive to Reddick. Misses the shot. Taken down by Sean May. Carolina with a chance to tie. Away to Jack Emanuel. Manuel couldn't get through. Duke got back defensively. May hands it off to Felton with 45 seconds left. Felton spins away. Into the lane. Puts up a shot. And it is no good. Rebounded by Duke. DeMarcus Nelson had it. Loses it. Went out of bounds. It'll belong to Duke. 36.8 seconds left. We'll make the last three games between these two rivals have gone to the last possession. This one might too. Timeout on the floor, 36.8 seconds left. Duke 73, Carolina 71. Ewing trying to get front court. Noel swiping at the ball, knocked away. Felton goes to the floor. Loose ball, timeout, timeout, Carolina.
That changes everything. What a play by Raymond Felton to get in that scrum. Now Carolina can take the last shot of the ball game.
Shades of a year ago at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Remember, Reddick took the ball away from McCants on nearly the last possession of the game.
The Carolina bench called that timeout. The request for timeout can be oral, or you can make a sign for it. So 27.8 to go. It'll be Carolina ball at the dividing line. Shot clock off. Neither team has a foul to give. Duke has 16 fouls. Carolina will be in the bonus at the next Blue Devil foul. And Duke's already in the bonus.
73-71, Duke over Carolina.
It's big that Carolina has two timeouts remaining. The Tar Heels can call a timeout if they don't see something that they like in this possession.
Last three meetings have been decided by a combined total of 8 points. And one of those games was a 5-point Duke win. Manuel inbounding to Felton. 26 left to play. 25, 24. Felton well out on the right. Trying to get free. Drives, put it up. Blocked away. Foul on Duke. Foul is on DeMarcus Nelson. That's his third. The earlier foul that had been credited to Nelson later changed to Melchione. So Felton goes to the line where he is 4 of 6 tonight with his team down 1 and 19.4 seconds left. First free throw. Good. Cleanly through. 73-72. Patrick Johnson is in and DeMarcus Nelson going out.
Yeah, they want to get Nelson out because he's not a good free thrower. Duke's getting ready to play offense.
Felton ready on his second attempt. That one is no good. They battle for it. Loose ball. Recovered Marvin. He scores. 17 seconds left.
And he was fouled.
Foul is on Patrick Johnson. Seconds remaining. Marvin Williams to the line. Trying to make it a 2-point Carolina lead. Duke will get the ball if he is successful. Free throw. Good. 75-73 Carolina.
What a game.
And we get a 30-second timeout taken by Carolina. I don't know about you, Mick, but that's got to be the smile play of the game. Sponsored by Delta Dental of North Carolina. Smile. You're covered by the experts.
It was an offensive rebound. Again, a missed free throw, excuse me, that was rebounded. Felton read the miss. He knew it was long off the back rim when it left his hand. He got up into the lane, jumped very high, got a hand on it, and then the ball bounced around to Marvin Williams, who completed the play.
And he looked to be off balance when he threw it up, and it went in off the glass.
Threw it up right-handed off the glass from the right side, and it was... it was an athletic play that maybe Marvin's the only guy on Carolina's team that could have made that play.
Duke has got the last possession of the game, 17 seconds remaining, a two-point Carolina lead. Melchione will inbound. Carolina's going to apply pressure. Melchione runs the baseline, got it into Ewing. Ewing spinning away from Felton, across the timeline, gets it now to Nelson. Nelson off to Redick, here's the three. No good, it rimmed out, knocked away. Here's another shot, May with the rebound. Game is over, Carolina wins. Unbelievable.
This has been a classic college game on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.